Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can hear us in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I hate that the story from OTAs has been the absences of Terry McLaurin, Marshawn Lattimore, and Laremy Tunsil. I want to know what you guys like that you read about what the team was doing on the field. How about Trey Amos stepping up? What kind of season are we going to get from Jaden Daniels in year two after the most incredible rookie season the league has ever seen? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Adam in Fairfax. Adam, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, listen to you every weekend.
Thank you, man.
Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah.
Hey, I think you're being too mean to the agent. McLaurin's in his last year. He gets hurt. He's done. Nothing is crueler than the NFL. Just look at Steph Diggs, who played last year. And I think the Patriots signed him to a cut-rate contract.
Yeah.
And you look at that running back in Cleveland that blew out
Nick Chubb.
Really good running back. Yeah. Done. You can't go into your last year of a contract and play because the risk of injury is too great and you're finished. So I think the agent's doing 100% the right thing. He's got to protect his player.
He's got to protect his player, you're right, but to Terry McLaurin, it means so much to this franchise, and he understands that, and they're trying to win a Super Bowl, and so, look, the agent is doing right by his player, that's absolutely true, but why do we care about the agent and the money that Terry McLaurin's making? He's a millionaire. He could get hurt today and still be a millionaire. I want to see his team win a Super Bowl, Adam.
I understand that, but look at Cooper Kupp. He signs that mega deal with the Rams, and they love him so much. They cut him.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. You know, the player, the NFL is unforgiving. It's what have you done for me lately?
Right. So are you saying the Commanders should just sign Terry McLaurin to a massive $100 million contract right now, just get it done, and that way he's at OTAs. There's no frustration, and you're paying him maybe more than CeeDee Lamb.
If you think he's worth it, and I'm not qualified to say if he is or he isn't, you know, he was the best receiver on a bad team. Last year, he was the best receiver on a good team. But is he CeeDee Lamb? I don't know. I'm not qualified to do that. If you think he is, and if Adam Peters does, yes, you have to sign him.
Yeah.
Or he's not going to come in without a new contract. He's just not.
Yeah, and that's where there's a situation here, because I don't think Adam Peters will pay him more than CeeDee Lamb and view him as that powerful of a wide receiver that you can pay him the top dollar. And so negotiations could continue to happen throughout the offseason, but I don't think it's going to be a situation. I don't think Terry McLaurin's just not going to show up until there's a contract. We could disagree on that, man.
He may show up, but it's going to be late. You know, He'll do the holdout as much as he can before he starts losing money.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a big deal missing in June and even early July, but training camp, I expect him to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'll be there he'll be there once the fines start if he doesn't sign a new deal. And you're right, I don't know if he's a top receiver in the NFL. I don't know if he's worth CeeDee Lamb money. You know, who knows? You know, but you look at the Texans with Tank Dell. He's been hurt, 2 years in a row? Mm-hmm. Who knows if he'll come back? I mean, football is unforgiving. You know, you get hurt, they don't want to see you anymore. They just cast you aside.
Yeah, so. But I do think that they'll do right by Terry, because he means so much to them, and I think Terry will do right by this team, even if it means accepting a deal that's slightly less than top dollar, because he knows we finally have a quarterback, we have a chance to win. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Eli in D.C. What's up, Eli?
What's going on? I want to chime in on the OTAs and Terry. I love Terry. I want to make sure that we are viewing it through the correct lens and not the lens of, like, fandom and nostalgia. I think both sides have valid points. Terry can say, I've had spotty quarterback play since I've been here, and I've been able to consistently occupy a certain range, or I can between the ears, there's certain types of things that you need from your ex-receiver, but you have to be careful when you get to the point that the Commanders are in, because when you pull that slot machine again to say, okay, I think I need more. I need we look at like a Malik Nabers or certain guys. It just seems like they're just a tad ahead in certain types of ways. And I think at this point, he isn't going to physically develop. At this point, I think we know who he is. I think now we have to put guys around you a little bit, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not saying that you're not a baller, but I feel like we're now saying, okay, if we're going to actually give the guy the bread, do it in a way that is advantageous for everybody. You don't give him the money and have him in the same kind of situation. No, you go get a Jalen Lane who can give you 4-3. Mm-hmm. You go and protect yourself, and you go and protect your investments. So when you do that, it's like it makes sense, because if they were to pay him and they didn't give me more offensively, or there wasn't seemingly like a changing of a guard that we need more, then I kind of probably would have been a little bit like, this isn't the best decision, because yeah, he got 13 touchdowns, but if I key in on him more over time, it's like the consistency may not be there. So if you start building around him and saying this is the way we're going to get him more touches and more things and more involved, then cool. But he may take the risk to say, man, if we win the Super Bowl and I take the risk on myself, there's going to be so many hungry teams,
right,
who want me after this year. So there's a lot of ways to view this situation. So,
But Eli, I think the number one thing you look at is Terry McLaurin just statistically had his best season of his career, 1,000 yards and 13 touchdowns. He might never have the power like this again to demand a big contract. I think my question to you would be, I don't think he gets 13 touchdowns again, but do you think he's a 1,000-yard receiver once again?
Yeah, I would say yes, because when you have guys, teams are going to have to start picking which way they're going to go at the Commanders. Now, I think the underneath game is going to be helpful for them this year, because I saw Jaden Daniels, he would hold on to the ball only to really see what was happening on the back end. So I think them giving him like a Bill up across Merritt and a Jalen Lane, and you could probably extend the Zach Ertz career, because now he has some help underneath when you're moving those guys, Debo. I think there's going to be some room for these guys to eat. I think Terry can make it to over 1,000, just because you have to pick your poison. You got to say, am I going to let Jaden run all over me, or I'm going to let the – where am I going to pick? So somebody's going to eat. And maybe I do think he gets that 1,000 yards. And I want to – I know you got to cut me loose. I love the idea of the defense having an opportunity to be in a situation where the offense got them 14 points up.
Yeah.
You want that run defense to get better. Let a team have to throw themselves out the game versus, no, we're going to run Washington out.
Yeah,
I want to see teams have to – that's why you go get Amos and you went to go – you got some undrafted guys. Maybe you got your press corners coming in. If Lattimore can put hands on guys early, that's going to greatly change the Commanders' season. Because early, we were still trying to deal with our cornerbacks. We didn't know who we had. Guys were grabby. And that can greatly change some of the things that you need over the course of a season. So if you come in knowing these are my corners – we're set. We know what we're doing. We know across the line from the middle of the field to the boundaries, we're going to get hands on people. Then we can start dictating and say, all right, now we're going to get work from the passing defense, and now we can start seeing what we got. But Washington defensively almost seemed like they didn't know what they was going to get. We're going to get ran on. We're going to get passed on. Or whatever they were picked, it almost seemed like they were missing a guy.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough resources. Seems like this year we might have enough resources to stay home and be like, okay, we can take care of the run and we can take care of the pass. So, you know, so I like where we're going, A-Rod.
Absolutely. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. And if Jaden Daniels is going to improve off of his incredible rookie season and try to replicate it, he needs help on the opposite side of the ball. I've been pointing for a couple of things. Number one, decrease the points per game the defense is giving up from 23 down to 21, right? The theme is get off the field more. They could not get off the field on third down at a good rate, even worse at fourth down, all right? They gave up fourth down conversion rate at a bottom five in the NFL. They couldn't get off the field. Red zone, they let opponents score touchdowns. I believe it was 67% of the time. That was bottom 10 in the league. They couldn't get off the field. If the defense can get better on clutch situations, third and fourth down in the red zone, and also create more turnovers, which was an issue, you can get off the field more, get Jaden more opportunities, and hopefully he will have more success or at least replicate his success from his rookie season. The question is, who will be the leading targets at wide receiver? Will Terry McLaurin once again have 117? I think Zach Ertz will drop off. Olamide Zaccheaus isn't here anymore. Noah Brown, will he take a step back? Eckler, I think, will take a step back. And Deami Brown caught 30 passes in the regular season, caught a ton in the postseason. You got to replace that as well. Who do you think Jaden Daniels' favorite targets will be in 2025? 1-800-636-1067.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980, live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital just after 11:15 a.m., and you can take the show with you on the road. It's easy. Download the Odyssey app for free anywhere you get your apps at AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and pick up right where you left off. Commanders offseason continues, OTAs, and then minicamp is upcoming. I had the pleasure of interviewing the team's starting center, Tyler Biadasz. And I'll tell you right now, I've been a fan of Tyler B since we signed him from the Cowboys. I thought he was an underrated center throughout this entire season. And you started to see, as soon as he got hurt and they had to put in Michael Dieter, you notice a huge impact, a shift where the offensive line wasn't getting the push, wasn't creating holes for B-Rob and Eckler, and wasn't creating enough time for Jaden Daniels to release the ball downfield. Tyler Biadasz returned, and the offensive line got better, and I just think the offensive line is going to be so much improved when they're fully healthy. And I'm so excited for a future offensive line with Tunsil, with Coleman, with Biadasz, Cosme, and Connerly. And I think that has the potential to be an elite offensive line. I really do. And with an elite offensive line, that's how I think Jaden Daniels takes a step forward. Here's Tyler Biadasz talking about the offseason he's had.
Yeah, man, it's going great. I mean, shoot, we've had a great offseason already. I mean, we've had more than a month together already. You know, we got some guys in free agency, additions to the room, and, you know, I welcomed them all in. And, just getting really excited for this next year coming up.
And he went on to talk about how excited he is to once again block for Jaden Daniels. And he thinks the part of Jaden's game that he could improve most is simply having more time to throw the football. He took it upon himself and the rest of the offensive line to help Jaden take strides and improve his game by simply giving him more time in the pocket. But the biggest thing that he's noticed throughout his time in Washington has been the fan base and the energy as it's brought back to life thanks to the heroics of the 12-win season last year. Here's Tyler Biadasz, who joined me last week on AWOD Radio.
Huge part, obviously, like having home field advantage and having great crowd noise for the opposing team coming into our house. That's huge. And, you know, obviously the schedule came out and we have a lot of more like primetime games. And I bet our fans will be super psyched about these night games coming up. And also just having great times where we can really get the crowd after the opposing team. So, our fan base is awesome. We had a great time to be able to be with them during the draft process throughout this offseason and obviously throughout more events coming up.
And I'm looking forward to those primetime home games this upcoming season. And Tyler Biadasz will be a big part of blocking for Jaden Daniels, giving him time to find his open receivers and tight ends. And that's where we're taking this conversation right now is, who do you think is going to lead this team in targets this upcoming season? 1-800-636-1067. Once again, I mentioned it, your top six target leaders last season. Deami Brown was six. He's gone. Eckler's five. I think he will get less targets this year with Debo's addition and maybe more B-Rob. Noah Brown, four. Zacchaeus is three. He's gone. Ertz was two with 91 targets, 17 games played. I don't think you can expect the same thing once again from Ertz. And McLaurin, 117 targets, 82 receptions, over 1,000 yards, and the 13 touchdowns. Hoping he can be a 1,000-yard receiver once again, but I do think he'll have slightly less touchdowns. And so I think here's how the list will go. I think Terry McLaurin will be once again number one, and I'm interested to see if Zach Ertz is number two or if he takes a step back and we see that be Deebo Samuel. Now, personally, I know I have been sleeping on one person, and that one person is because he was injured at the end of last season, and that's Noah Brown. I mean, it really is surprising when you realize the amazing statistical season that Noah Brown had without really getting off season to understand the offense, right? He was brought in here late, and considering the fact that he missed the end of the season. But what he brought to Washington in 1 year was fantastic. One touchdown, well, the most important touchdown of the season, the Hail Mary, the Hail Jaden, the miracle on FedEx Street in Northwest, whatever you want to call it. Now, Noah Brown made that catch, which was the biggest catch of the season, but he had a lot of consistency. 35 catches for 453 yards, but he didn't play week one, right? And then week one, we noticed we had an issue at wide receiver. We didn't have enough talent there. Week two, three targets, three catches, 56 yards. And that's the consistency that Noah Brown brought to the table throughout the entire season. He was not a big guy that had a lot of drops. He was a possession receiver. He didn't have a ton of yards after catch, and he won't get enough credit, I think, for some of the pass interference penalties that he drawed by going downfield. But, like, man, he was consistent. You know, he had 60 yards against the Giants the second time, five catches. All right, 12 yards a catch. He had 71 against Dallas later in the season there, and then he got hurt in that Titans game and didn't play the rest of the season as other guys had to step up like De'Ami Brown and Olamide Zaccheaus. But I am excited for what Noah Brown will do this upcoming season, and what kind of role will he get? Well, it was reported by the Commanders in OTAs after getting three consecutive completions in his first series, Jaden Daniels started his second set of plays by targeting Noah Brown in the back of the end zone. The pass required Brown to extend his arms a bit more than normal, but he came down with the grab and maintained possession despite brushing against the goalpost on his way to the ground. What kind of role will Noah Brown have this year? I think there's a chance that he is number four in receptions. I think it could be Terry, Deebo, Ertz, then Noah Brown. We'll see what kind of improvement Luke McCaffrey can make. You know, he only got 24 targets at 18 receptions, less than 200 yards. It felt like on tape you saw him run some good routes and get open, just didn't get the targets. So, you know, maybe he jumps up to about 40 targets, replaces De'Ami Brown. Where do they find a way to get Jalen Lane in here? Because I think Jalen Lane could end up being the most exciting young wide receiver on this roster. He is so shifty. I confidently believe he's punt returner number one already. Could be our kick returner. But I think they're going to find a way to get the ball in his hands like they did with De'Ami Brown. Some of these screen passes, the tunnel screens where, you know, the blocking setup for him to just burst through it and get 8 to 10 yards. And it earned De'Ami Brown a massive contract. Now, De'Ami went across the middle incredibly in the postseason and reached new heights that I didn't think he even had in his skill level. But look, he's an ACC receiver just like Jalen Lane. De'Ami Brown out of UNC. I think Lane might have maybe more shiftiness than De'Ami Brown, similar probably with their speed. Brown probably a little better hands and probably a better catch radius. But I'm excited for what Jalen Lane can do. And then the big question mark, I think, is like Ben Sennett. What kind of steps forward can he take? Five catches his rookie season. And then you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit because it takes large stones to go up and make a fourth down trick play catch in a postseason game in the playoffs. He did that. How many times do you think he caught a pass thrown by Tress Way in practice? Not that often, but he made the play, and I thought that was huge. So maybe that could be momentum moving forward. But in terms of Ben Sennett, like, what would you like to see from me? He had five receptions. I'd like to get him up to 20. I really would. Can we get him to 15 or 20? You know, Bates only had 8 receptions. But he had a few big plays last season where it was key third downs, and he was a blocking tight end. Then all of a sudden, Cliff Kingsbury sent him out in a passing play there, had him run a route, and it was like the defense didn't know to cover him. I wonder if you can do that with Sennett this year, if you can start to trust him more as a blocking tight end, and that way you can play action and roll out and throw it to him. But in terms of targets, I do think it'll get worked out with Terry McLaurin. He'll be back with the team. He'll lead the team in targets once again. He'll be a 1,000-yard receiver. I think he can take a step back in terms of touchdowns, all right? But that's only because I think Deebo Samuel's going to get more red zone targets, and then we'll see with the rest of the guys. So I think it'll be Terry 1, Deebo Samuel 2, Ertz 3, Noah Brown 4, and I'm hoping that it can be Luke McCaffrey or Jalen Lane 5, but I think it might end up being one of your running backs, Austin Eckler or Brian Robinson Jr. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. We'll take more of your phone calls next, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. That's where you could check me out in Richmond Monday through Friday on the free Odyssey app, searching 910 The Fan. That's 910 The Fan. You can hear me Best of AWOD Radio will be available also every day on your ride home. That's on Spotify, iTunes, or that free Odyssey app. So we talked about the Terry McLaurin situation with his contract. I don't think it's going to become a stalemate. I don't think it's going to be a situation where it leads to a holdout. I understand his agent's got a game to play. The Commanders front office has a game to play. I hope they will come up with a deal before the season starts. And I don't think this is going to be something that goes into the season, because I just don't think Terry is the kind of person that will do anything to jeopardize this team's chances of winning a Super Bowl after he just had his best season of his career and they finally found him a quarterback to throw him the ball. So I think Terry will be back, and I think he'll lead the team in targets, lead the team in receptions, and probably lead the team in yards. But after Terry, who's number two? Could that be Deebo Samuel taking a step forward? Because I think you will get a slight step back from Zach Ertz. So I'll have Deebo 2, Ertz 3. And then, you know, that's when I think Noah Brown will be involved. And after that, you're looking at maybe Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, or Austin Eckler. Who do you think leads the team in targets? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Terrell in Baltimore. What's up, man? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Man,
what's up, Terrell?
I want something with Terry to happen.
Yeah. What's going on behind the scenes, guys? Do we just hang up on our caller? Let me know what's going on here. Phone lines are open.
We lost him for a second.
1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Terrell Owens in Baltimore. If you're listening, call back in. I want to hear what you have to say about Zach Ertz. 1-800-636-1067. Am I sleeping on anybody on this roster right now that could take a big step forward? Is it maybe one of these running backs gets more involved in the passing game? What about B-Rob, right? I mean, Brian Robinson 2 years ago really stepped onto the scene as a pass-catching running back. He had that big catch and run when Sam Howell threw it to him on the sidelines, right? And we thought, man, he showed that that's a big part of his game, right? So it was 2022 was his first year, and Bulletproof B-Rob was able to play in 12 games. It was fantastic, and really, it was mostly on the ground. And he had 797 yards. So it's kind of crazy to think about. 2022, his first year, after the injury scare with the shooting, he has nearly 800 yards. This season, he played two more games, and he had nearly 800 yards. He did have a lot more touchdowns this year, but the yardage was pretty much the same. What about receiving? First year, nothing through the air. Year two, 368 yards, four touchdowns, the long 51-yard catch and run. He caught for a good average, too. Maybe that was simply we had a bad quarterback in Sam Howell who loved to dump it down to his running backs on plays where you're probably trying to take a deep shot. Because 2024, we saw him take a massive step back, targets, receptions, and yards, and he didn't get into the end zone all as a pass-catching running back. So I think that was Jaden throwing the ball downfield more, and also he was on the field less with the addition of Austin Eckler. So I wonder what kind of receiving yards and receptions they can get from B-Rob this season, because I like him in space. I really think that's one of his best attributes in space. If he gets you one-on-one, you're not bringing him down, and he's got a really good stiff arm as well. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who do you think leads the team in targets? 1-800-636-1067. We've got Terrell in Baltimore. What's up, buddy?
Yes. Can you hear me this time?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, listen, I'm excited for the team because Jaden Daniels has a lot of options. I think his number one target guy actually is going to be Ertz. And here's why. If Terry comes back, which I hope he does sign, you know what I mean, with K.J. Osborne, Noah Brown, Deebo Samuels, Jalen Lane, Luke, it's a lot of options that can make the defense respect the outside. And so the middle is going to be available. And that was his safety valve last year. And so I think that is an opportunity where the targets go. The guys like Terry and them will have to get their yards and their touchdowns with less receptions, because the DBs and the safeties will have to stay back and respect them, opening up that middle. So I think to answer the part about receptions and targets, I think it may be like a Ertz or whoever is their main guy in the middle. But yeah. Here's another thing I want to ask.
Hold on. Let's dive further into that first part here, all right? Because I think okay. You're onto something, that it's going to be the middle of the field open, and But that could be, you know, Deebo Samuel coming across the middle of the field, or maybe it's Sennett or Bates. Here's my issue about Ertz is his 91 targets was the most he had in the last 4 years. All right, he did kind of find the fountain of youth, but I don't know if he's going to be able to do that again. So I think the middle of the field might be open, but it might be Ertz, it might be Sennett, it might be Bates, it might be Deebo.
Yeah, it might be Brian Robinson coming out the backfield. I mean, whoever that TE1 is, if Ertz isn't the guy, whoever's in that position, I think that's the opportunity. The people who are going to be running the routes across the middle will probably have a lot of opportunities because the linebackers are going to be trying to get to Jaden. The safeties and the DBs will have to stay on those other guys. And so he can go over the linebackers and really hit that target in the middle, which I think that might be something with all of these options. I just love all of these options. But speaking of all of those names, a Gallup, KJ Osborne, Jalen Lane, Deebo Samuel, Noah Brown, could this possibly be the plan if they don't sign Terry to something long term where it's like, hey, we got these other guys here. We've improved. We got veterans. We got really good rookies as well. We may be preparing for the worst. And that was my second point and wanted to get your ideas on that.
Yeah, that's the worst case scenario possible. I don't see this team winning more than 9 games without Terry McLaurin's production. And so it's frustrating because they need Terry. They're desperate for Terry. That's why he holds all the power in this situation. I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can say, hey, we've got committee, we've got other guys, we've got Deebo, and actually contend for a Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, I mean, other teams have done it by committee, you know what I mean? And maybe Deebo becomes that flash name, that flash person, if, and again, I am a Terry fan. I think he needs to retire and go into the Hall of Fame as a Commander. Like, that has to happen. But if, like, we just don't know if Adam is thinking of other crazy scenarios, if he's just not willing to pay Terry, like that, like you said, that CeeDee Lamb money or more. Because, hey, the wideouts right now are commanding a lot of money. And him seeing his counterparts and colleagues get big contracts. And he's worthy, but maybe they don't think he's worthy of that number. And knowing that eventually they'll have to sign Jaden as well, they're like, nope, we may have to look elsewhere and try to do it from committee.
Yeah.
Deebo too, you know. So that was why I wanted to bring it up into the conversation.
Yeah, no, good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. And I would just say I think we're months away from that. John Keim is like the voice of God in my mind when it comes to Washington Commanders. And I want to once again read his tweet from last night. Freaking out over a player not here in June because of a contract situation is not healthy. Carry on. Freaking out over a player not here in June because of a contract situation is not healthy. That was a Jordan Schultz report. When John Keim reports that Terry McLaurin's frustrated and that there's a contract situation, then I'll perk up. Then I'll listen. Not on a panic meter. There's no scenario, I think, right now in which they'd have to play this season without Terry McLaurin. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Final segment of the day coming up next.
The puck drops, the words that D.C. fans have been waiting to hear since 1974. The Washington Capitals are the 2018 Stanley Cup champions. It's not a dream. It's not a desert mirage. It's Lord Stanley.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, and that was the John Walton call from 7 years ago to this day as the Washington Capitals won 2018 Lord Stanley's Cup by defeating the Vegas Golden Knights. They did it on the road. They celebrated all night at like Hockey-san. The club, the famous club there. Then they brought it back to Dime Tito's, where I actually got a chance to go out and party with the boys. They brought the cup inside the studios of 106.7 The Fan. That was one of my favorite memories, getting to take a photo with the cup with the junkies who all got rings. I mean, I'm still jealous about that. I was the video producer of the sports junkies. filming the entire parade, and yet me, Drabby, and Valdez did not get Stanley Cup rings. And those old men got rings, and then they got rings again for the Washington Nationals. But we did want to give a shout-out to John Walton, that iconic call there, as this was the seven-year anniversary. Ben's been running the ones and twos today. Ben, did you know that this was the anniversary, like, weeks ahead? You put it on the show sheet, like, as soon as the show started today. You're like, we got to get back to the seven-year anniversary call.
It wasn't the like something I planned out way in advance. I wasn't really thinking about it, but this morning it was all over social media. I think Capitals PR team, obviously. Stanley Cup's going on, but the Capitals aren't part of it, so social media's got to find stuff to post, and why not post the seven-year anniversary? Just makes perfect sense. And I saw that this morning. I was like, yeah, it's worth a mention. It's worth a mention. You know, and people like to think about nostalgic times. And 7 years ago, it's kind of crazy to say we're thinking about nostalgia or something only 7 years ago. But it is at this point because we haven't really gotten close to being back.
Yeah, and I liked your take here. I don't know if I agree with it, but I like your take that what the Pacers are doing right now is kind of like that Caps run where they're shocking the world and surprising everybody.
Nats run.
The Nats run. Okay. Yeah. But seriously, I mean, what the Pacers have done this postseason in the NBA, it's been iconic. I mean, I picked them to lose to the Bucks. I think most people picked them to lose to the Bucks. And then Damian Lillard wasn't healthy, right? But then they played against the Cavs, and everyone was hyping up, oh, this Cleveland team with Donovan Mitchell, the best regular season that they've had since LeBron. Nope, they got rid of them easily. And then the New York Knicks, after New York had more hype than they've had in like 15 years. I also can't get over the fact that the New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau. What are they doing? That was the worst move, and I'm so frustrated by the disrespect that all these great NBA coaches have been getting in the last few years. Budenholzer, Michael Malone, and then the latest Tom Thibodeau. Like, what do the Knicks think they were trying to accomplish for this season? Did you actually think you had a championship roster, Knicks, like front office? Like, are you stupid? You didn't have a championship roster. You didn't have a roster that even would have beaten the Celtics if they were fully healthy. Your bench unit's garbage. You have a good starting lineup, all right? And you made a good trade for Karl Anthony Towns, and it worked out paying OG Anunoby. But your bench unit's awful. And so it's not Tom Thibodeau's fault that he was playing five or six guys, because he knows he had no chance to win if he was going with that backup unit there for the New York Knicks. And so I almost think that is going to be so stupid for New York. I'm kind of hoping for them to take a huge step back now. I mean, Jason Kidd's your answer? Jason Kidd's your savior? Are you kidding me? He's like Wayne Rooney. He's only gotten job after job after job because he's a name. Has Jason Kidd actually had success? Are you going to give him the credit for Luka Doncic leading the team? Or about how he ruined the Brooklyn Nets, or and then he also ruined the Milwaukee Bucks? He's on like his third franchise already. You're going to steal him away from Dallas? That cannot be your answer, New York Knicks. You should not have fired Tom Thibodeau. Nobody was winning with DeLon Wright, Miles McBride, and Landry Shamet. Two of those guys lost 60 games for the Wizards the previous season, right? So just miss me with that BS, Knicks fans. You scapegoated by firing Tom Thibodeau when the answer is obvious. The front office did not do enough to improve the second unit. I mean, that's starting five. Brunson, Bridges, Hart, OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns. That starting five can get you to a conference championship next year once again. But it's not winning you that unless you get a better backup unit. It's as simple as that. Did want to close out the show by mentioning that Coco Gauff is inching closer to heroics at the 2025 Roland Garros French Open. So she lost the first set in a tiebreak to Sabalenka, who I kind of thought would walk all over her because she's so strong, she's so athletic, and she's been in a great form. So she won the first set in a hard-fought tiebreaker 7-6, and then Coco demolished her in the second set 6-2. Coco has taken a break lead in the third set, the third and deciding set. Right now, it is 4-3. She's serving. She's up a break to try to make it 5-3, and then might even get a chance to serve for the match in about 10 minutes here. So it is on TNT, the young American female Coco Gauff going for her second Grand Slam title against Aryna Sabalenka. Tomorrow morning, I'll be fired up to watch Carlos Alcaraz against Yannick Sinner. This is the first time in 12 years that it is the one seed against the two seed on the women's side and the one seed versus the two seed on the men's side. Personally, the French Open has always been one of my favorite Grand Slams. I just think the red clay, the crushed bricks of Roland Garros, it's so pleasing to the eye. If you've ever had a chance to play any type of clay courts, you know how fun it is to kind of slide around there. And once you master it, you kind of can slide into a shot. It's unlike anything in sports. It's really cool getting a chance to play on the clay or anything that's kind of American version of clay. Here in America, we have a lot of the green clay on courts, but we don't have the famous Roland Garros red clay. So Goff is going for the Roland Garros championship right now on TNT against Sabalenka. I will say, I think TNT's coverage has been really good. This is the first year they bought the event. They're screwing me personally because if you sign up with HBO Max, you can watch every single game, but only if you have a premium tier. I don't understand that. I have advertisements, so I don't get to choose every match, so I've only been able to watch on TNT or on TBS, but I thought the coverage has been cool. It's been great to see, like, Andre Agassi, who was my favorite tennis player of all time, involved in the coverage. So we've had a really fun show today, tried to hit as many different topics as possible. I've got the Pacers in six, but I think there's just no way the Thunder don't take care of business and win game two. The Stanley Cup Finals have delivered. That's been really exciting. I mean, it went seven last year. I definitely think there's a chance that could happen again. Series is tied 1-1 after another overtime game. This one double overtime with the Panthers winning 5-4 over Edmonton. So much going on in the sports world for Washington sports fans. Look, I'm not believing anything about this Terry McLaurin situation being that big of a deal. Dean had a good tweet. I wanted to read it on air. Dean says, AWOD, the only reason I'd want Terry at OTAs is at a mentorship role. He's under contract negotiations. He could be mentoring the younger talent and getting rapport with Debo and, of course, getting more time with Jaden. Commander Jega said, AWOD, don't sleep on Tyler Owens at safety. I'm not sleeping on Tyler Owens. I guess I didn't realize how big and strong he is. He is a massive human being in the photo that he tagged me in. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Appreciate Ben running the ones and twos behind the glass. It's been a ton of fun. I'll be back with you guys next Saturday here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Linnell Willingham coming up next on the other side of this quick commercial break. You guys can hear me Monday through Friday, The Fan in Richmond. That's on the free Odyssey app, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. Thanks for listening to the show. See you next Saturday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.